Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, you want to jump online, please do go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe to that page, sonsoflibertymedia.com. And go to the top of that page, SOL Radio Live. Subscribe to that live feed. And, again, subscribe to both those pages. Also, go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. I got some things I want to show you if you're at home. Again, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. All week, you guys have been making it your show. If you want to make it your show again, that's absolutely fine. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ, Acts 4:12. So we got much to cover, and I want to kind of bring in a conversation we had into today's show after a while, but first things first, because we have someone calling in just a couple of minutes here. I wanted to show you this. Back in 2016, I was called into Grand Rapids, Michigan to partake in a protest concerning what the sodomite communities were doing in that particular area. And I want to read this, and I want you to listen carefully as to how this works. This was in 2016. A Michigan church wants a court to get an apology from the marriage equality activists who associated it with pro-homosexual message. A Christian parish in Hudsonville, the Jenison Bible Church, says it adheres to the clear biblical teachings that marriage is a union limited to one man and one woman, and it is not applicable to persons of the same gender. Of course not. Never in the history of mankind. It goes on. The church filed lawsuit in this last week in Ottawa County Circuit Court against Daniel Vanderlei, an advocate for the other viewpoint. Now listen carefully. Vanderlei, who is a sodomite, which our laws condemn in every state, founded a nonprofit called LSA Community, short for Love, Safety, and Acceptance. Folks, this kid was like one of the worst I've ever seen. In June 2015, according to the church's complaint, Vanderlei tried to trump up protest over an event in Jenison area featuring Christian speaker Bradley Dean. Folks, I got to tell you how they set this up. Before I got there, okay, they had 22 police officers, sheriffs, inside of the building waiting for me. The fences were taken down around the school. The news outlets already had their vans and their satellites set. They already had the stage set to go ahead and create a narrative. Okay? The best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. They already had the narrative set. So once I got there, I walked in and I looked at the police and I said, what are you guys doing in here? Are you protecting me from them or them from me? Because I thought I was the hater and I thought they were the victims. And about 20 minutes after I got there, all of a sudden here comes in the paid provocateurs right before the event and the cameras start to roll. Okay, this is the same thing that happened in January 6th in Washington, D.C. Much of this is created and contrived every step of the way. Now, what I want you to take note of is when I was there, there was a bunch of young people, these paid provocateurs that came in, and for some reason or another, the said sheriffs there allowed the students to go ahead and jam each one that spoke. And they jammed Coach Dave Babenmeyer. They jammed Dave Ajima, former representative in the state of Michigan there. And then I said, listen, let me do this then because I have two big screens on both sides. And I can go ahead and just ride roughshod over all of their jamming. So I got up there and I began to give my message. But now listen, friends, I shared with the young people what God's law condemns. Leviticus 18:22, 20:13, Romans 1:24, to the end of the chapter. I showed them the fruit, Jude 1:7, the list goes on. And when they didn't begin to listen to what I had to say, I just went over the top of those young people and I started to talk to their parents about the children that they have raised up. By the way, I'm gonna do a video up and coming here. I don't know when this is gonna happen, but the Lord just laid it on my heart yesterday to show the apostate church the generation that they're responsible for raising up. It's because of their apathy, okay? It's because of their tolerance. It's because of their ignorance that we are dealing with what we're dealing with today. Instead of the law of truth being in their mouth, Malachi 2:2, what is it? Nope, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, Hosea 4:6, and that's what the said preachers of the day have given themselves to. Now, I know I'm on a lot more radio stations today live, and I just want to reiterate the point. What you're seeing in America, the demoralization, it falls to the front of the church door. You have over 300,000 pulpits in America today shutting their mouth, and yet they have the audacity to call them preachers, themselves preachers, and proclaim claimers of God's word, and yet they're not doing it. They are advocates. They are the greatest advocates to the sodomite agenda in America today. Some of them are just blatantly, they've gone apostate on so many different levels. They're actually advocating for what God clearly condemns. And how they jumped over those scriptures, I have no idea. They must have one of their fingers on their eyeballs to purposely ignore what the Lord says. And that is a very dangerous place to put yourself in. And those that have the, what should I say, the temerity to sit and listen to those people that don't tell them the truth, that's self-deception. That's self-condemning on so many different levels. Don't subject yourself to people like that, friends. Get away from them. But again, I want to lay charge to the responsible party. I also want to say the real church in America is righting the wrongs, Isaiah 58:12. They're out there protesting because they understand that the objective and the command from the Lord is to reprove the workers of darkness, which is found in Ephesians 5:11. Okay? We are called to be the light. We are called to be Protestants, Protestants, and Protestants, and those that have been born of the Spirit of God, they stand against the darkness. And let me say it this way, friends, listen carefully. What an opportunity we have right now. What an opportunity that we have right now, folks. I wanted to go back to this article that I just found online concerning this event that I was a part of in Jenison, Michigan. It was interesting, friends. The police sat back and did absolutely nothing, and yet in that state, friends, the sodomy laws are still intact, and now they have a gay or a lesbian attorney general. How does that work? It doesn't. We'll be right
Hello,
back.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at herbanomic.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Spring is in the air, and with the seasons changing and the hope of new things to come, now is the perfect time to visit our store at sonsoflibertyradio.com. At our store, you will find a plethora of wonderful products that will help you seek and save that which is lost. There are books, DVDs, T-shirts, and more, all containing an eye-opening message of truth, along with some brand new items that are sure to open men and women's eyes and bring people to the knowledge of the truth. Plus, by visiting our store and giving to the Sons of Liberty, you are helping us continue to reach both young and old with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. So if you're looking for some products that will have an impact for eternity and help to support us in reaching the masses, visit our store now at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
They preach tolerance and kindness and not being hateful, but they seem to advocate just that.
Yeah. I'm showing some video right now of a protest against a bunch of abominable human beings at a church in Wisconsin. And one of the signs says, "To he who is without sin, let him cast the first stone." Apparently, they're not understanding salvation here, because it tells us in 8:11 of John, "Go and sin no more." That's what grace does. They're looking for an excuse to use the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh, and it's exactly what they're doing.
Hey, Marcus, watch out. Somebody wants
Look at these individuals. They're using these sodomites are using a lot of kids to push their agenda, friends. And this is exactly what the government's doing right now, though it is against the law in every state of our union. And, of course, the laws are not being invoked or made in reference to condemn the crime. I also want you to keep in mind, friends, that the sodomites are saying that it's hate. But the only part of our message that's hate, friends, I can't find. I mean, outside of the fact that we hate the sin, right? Do we love the sinner? Yes, we do. But keep in mind, the sinner makes the choice to remain in sin, and Jesus warned of it over 54 times concerning the consequence of remaining in that sin. I got a lot of noise in the background, Sam. I can't have that. Folks, so what I want to do is I want you to understand that when they... Okay, I can't have that noise. I just wanted to let you know, friends, when they say that we're hating them, really what they're making reference to is the law that condemns their sin. And remember, love fulfills the law that we magnify in Christ, Isaiah 42:21, Psalm 40, verse 7, and Romans 3:31, Matthew 5. The list goes on, not in that order. But again, friends, they're trying to invert this. They're trying to make people out, law abiders out, to be the law breakers, and that's what they're doing right now. Read Isaiah Isaiah 5:20. It's just like when someone commits a crime with a gun. Isn't it interesting the government blames what? The law-abiding gun owner for the crimes of the guilty. It's the same thing the sodomites are doing, but this is what good communists do, right? And they're useful idiots every step of the way. So, without further ado, I'm going to pull in Sam, who's actually in Wisconsin right now. They'd actually spent some time out in at the Capitol in the state of Wisconsin there. Sam, I need you to pull away from all of that sound, please.
We're as far away from the sound as we can. These guys over here are trying to jam our message, so we're about as far as we can get right now.
Okay, so anyways, tell us what happened yesterday in Wisconsin there at the Capitol.
Basically at the Capitol yesterday, we went and talked to our legislators, people that are sitting behind the desk with the, in our state capitol there, and we're telling them that the young people will not stay silent any longer on these issues and basically holding their feet to the fire of the law, morally and our laws here in the U.S., and to let them know that they have a duty before God and man to stand against such laws they're not laws, but obviously to stand against such edicts that would contradict our laws. So that's what we did yesterday in Madison. And now today we're at a church, which is not a church, it's a church of Satan that has a transgender pastor. And they got about...
No such thing, by the way. Yep. No such thing. Yep.
So we got about 100 people outside of here right now. And these ones that preach lovingness and tolerance and not being hateful are screaming in our face, F you, bigots go to hell. Everything you can pretty much think of, these vile human beings are taking part of. So we're here standing in the gap, pointing out their sin, telling them that what they're advocating for is against the law. And that's what we're doing here today. Right now I'm looking down at the block and we got a bunch of people that are, conversing with people, some good conversation, some kids that are confused that honestly,
I have some signs here right in front of me right now. I'm playing that video that you just sent over, Sam. It said, it says WWJD. In other words, what would Jesus do? And it says he would support drag. So this is an exhibition of why the Lord calls them abominable. This is blasphemy, friends. And these are older people using a majority of young kids to basically proclaim and promulgate their message to pervert the next generation. The Bible's clear when it says a little leaven at the whole lump, and that's exactly what the church in America is allowing to take place in this country through their silence. And Sam, I want to go back to a conversation that we had yesterday, and what it was you had the police come up to you. Maybe it wasn't yesterday. I think it was when you had told me the police came up to you and your group and said thank you for being civil. Can you explain?
Yes. Well, yeah, basically the thing with that was we're supposed to be the aggressors to these guys, right? When in fact it's the opposite way around. When we were going out, we had protesters and we had our group that was there, and they were basically thanking everybody for being civil so that, obviously no physical conflict happened in between that, but...
Well, it's interesting to me, the laws condemn the crime, and yet what you have here... is you have the police telling your group, the law abiders, thank you for being civil, instead of actually them being civil and upholding the law and condemning the crimes that these sodomites are advocating for against children. Are they arresting these sodomites for what they're advocating for, or what are they doing?
They are not. They are not. It's a sense of false peace, you might say. Basically, we're telling these individuals that their actions are against the law, not only morally, but by our laws here in the United States. Pedophilia is a crime.
It's a felony.
Two and three and four-year-old children in a church is about the most disgusting thing you can possibly think of. But these people feel somehow emboldened enough to spew their filth out on everyone, and the younger generation's not going to have it.
Okay, so let's go back to this, though, but the police, Buggy, it's important. So the police are not enforcing the laws. So it's interesting because even when we look at what's going on at Target, because we're going to be protesting them next week, they're actually advocating for and promoting Satanism, grooming of children, which is a complete violation of our laws. It's a felony. You can go to prison for a long time. time for these crimes if you make it past the first day in prison. And it's interesting what they're advocating for. And again, I'm just reverting back to the question, where are the police to actually enforce the law against these crimes? And yet they're going over to the guys like Sam, who's my son out in Wisconsin right now with 100 young people standing up against these sodomites that are breaking the law, and they're not doing a thing about it, friends. Where is law enforcement? And Buggy, I'm throwing this out there to the people as a fleece, that they have to look to law enforcement right now to stand up and enforce the laws against these corporations in the state, by the way, who's actually advocating for these crimes. I mean, we're seeing this across the United States right now. But again, if the American people want to see the church, this is what you're seeing right now. That's why these young people are out there, out and about, doing what they're supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
Sam, I wanted to bring one more question to you before the end of the segment here. You have on here, no one is free until we're all free, and it has a black hand like black power, and the sodomites are standing in front of it, and it's interesting because the black communities are saying, do not equate your sin to the color of my skin, but yet they do it anyways. What's the response you see people of color over there, Sam, that are actually advocating this in any sense of the word?
You know, we're seeing a lot of different people of color, and the fact of the matter is they keep pushing racism on us.
That's browbeating.
Exactly. Accuse them of what you're guilty of. When we're telling them that, the truth is colorblind. We don't care what color you are. We're here telling you the truth. But as far as that goes, we have many different people of different color here. And when you say, the black community is telling them not to equate, that's absolutely the truth. Absolutely.
Yeah, you said you wanted to say one more thing. What was that, Sam?
Oh, yeah. No, I was just saying that it's funny that the so-called Christians, a lot of the conflict today has been Christians saying, this is not what Jesus would do. This is not what Jesus would do. It's like, are you kidding me? Have you read the Bible? Have you read Jesus calling them, Jesus condemning their crimes? Jesus, is loving, and we're telling them that it is being loving by telling you the truth. And
that's
the truth is what they do not want to hear.
Yeah, it's just a false balance, and what you're seeing, Buggy, these are the ones that are saying, you know what, judge not, and who are you to judge me? And judge not has now become the anthem for a culture that loves sin more than it loves God, but that again falls to the church in America for teaching them or allowing the hirelings to teach such a message, and it's embarrassing. It really, truly is. I'll give you the last word, Sam.
The last word, I think the biggest thing that we want to get across is, as I've said before, is the younger generation has had enough. We've been blessed enough to be raised up with the truth, and we're here standing against what is illegal. We're here standing against what is illegal, and we're not going to tolerate it anymore. We believe that we have hope for this generation, big time. We believe this will be the spark to rapidly change the tide of our nation and bring us back to what originally made us great. And the fact of the matter is we have so many young people here that are passionate about the truth and passionate about upholding our laws. And I believe that by God's grace, we will win the day. Absolutely.
Amen. Awesome. Thanks for being altered today, Buggy. Thanks for jumping on. And we'll talk at you soon. Thank you, sir. Folks, let me say this in the end of this segment here. If you believe what the Bible says about Jesus, and you preach in such a fashion that Jesus preached, keep in mind, friends, he promised that you're going to be hated by the world. But if you preach accordingly to the modern-day hirelings, John 10:12, then you can understand that if Jesus preached the same way that they did, he would have never been crucified. Folks, read Matthew 7:29, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes or the Pharisees, the religious hypocrites of the day. We'll be right back.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Ted Kaczynski, the Unabomber, was found dead in his prison cell today at the age of 81. He'd been moved to a medical facility in North Carolina in December of 2021 due to his failing health. Kaczynski evaded capture for nearly 20 years and was known as America's most prolific bomber. Former President Trump facing a new federal indictment accused of endangering national security. The unsealed 37-count indictment alleges mishandling of classified documents.
Our laws that protect national defense information are critical to the safety and security of the United States, and they must be enforced.
That's Special Counsel Jack Smith. Trump will appear in court on Tuesday. Four children who went missing last month after their plane crashed in the Amazon jungle have been found alive. Colombia's President Gustavo Petro tweeted the news and shared photos of the children with the rescue teams. They were the only survivors of that crash. John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you want to make it your show, do it. You did it yesterday, the day before. That's what this is about. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, this is what a little leaving looks like. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com and or that of BeforeIt'sNews.com. 1-866-582-9933. They are poisoning the minds of your children. They are doing their best to groom them. The older folks are the responsible party. This is government-backed. I want to make clear, this is all government-backed. And it looks like some of the video that we're playing right now, there's all five members of Black Lives Matters, and that's on a nationwide basis. And keep in mind, that's all bought and paid for as well, because they don't have the support there neither, unless you believe that they have the support, and there lies the deception. For any tyrannical rule, you have to believe their lies. And too many people believe in the lies instead of believing the Word of God, and you can tell what they believe by what they promote and what it is that they themselves preach. It's either the Word of God or they're preaching gloom and doom, friends. And too many people are preaching gloom and doom. I wanted you to see this. It says, no one is free until we are all free. Make the difference between licentiousness and freedom. There's a big, huge difference. One is carnal and one is spiritual. Okay? 2 Corinthians 3:17, read it when you get a moment. John 8:32, read it when you get a moment. But I want you to see this. This is what the Sodomites, and if you understand the Word of God and the law, American law, they don't have a leg to stand on. That's why they're scared to death that people are going to get a hold of the law that condemns their crime, which the police should be doing and enforcing even now as we speak. But they're just, the ignorance that falls to these people is second to none. It really, truly is. It's a state of reprobate. They have no power to discern. And that's why we preach repentance towards God and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. Acts 20, verse 21. Now, what you're looking at right now, and if you're not looking at it because you're driving, I'm going to paint the picture for you. It's a sign that says, no one is free until we are all free, with a black power sign. And I just said during the end of the last segment, friends, that black people are saying, quit equating your sin to the color of our skin. And I want to make this clear. Even to the colored people that may be listening and thinking that, well, you know what, Bradley, I don't know about you and the heart and so on and so forth concerning what you're talking about even now. Let me say it this way and just go back to my big brother, the captain of my salvation, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the prince of priests, peace, the king of kings and the lord of lords. His name is Jesus Christ. Jesus came into the world to save our souls, not our skin. And let me remind everybody, we all bleed red here. Right? Acts 17:26. Is that true? Yep, we all do. Okay, all nations are one blood. And until we get back to that, friends, we're going to continuously be divided. Mark 3:25, and that's what the, as you would call them, globalists want, friends. They want to divide and conquer. Let me also say, if you're fighting against each other, you're fighting against the wrong people. It's a reference of law and a referral of law in this country that makes distinction between what is right and what is wrong. And that gavel falls to the judgment seat of Christ, friends. Hebrews 9:27, Revelation 21, verse 8 as well. It starts right there. The Lord gives the law. And if anything that we see happening across the United States of America stands in contradiction to God's moral law, guess what? It's null and void. In the state of Minnesota, at the Capitol, it says God's law is the people's safety. That's exactly right. And John Locke said he was also a part of Charles D. Montesquieu and that of William Blackstone, those that laid English common law, which I have right behind me. It's interesting that they are the ones that said where the law ends, tyranny begins. See, friends? And our representative government is limited in this country, and they are to uphold the laws that God established. And if you go back up to that, friends, concerning the beginning of their incumbency, they put their hand on the Bible, didn't they? Yep, swearing an oath. Numbers 30, verse 2, Deuteronomy 23, 23. Isn't that what they did? Swearing to uphold the law, not to tear it down. And aren't they a representative government where they derive their just powers from the consent of we the people? But do you see the government pushing this on us? By force, and it's illegal, it's totalitarianism. It is foreign to American government in this country. We got Michael calling from Texas. What say you, my friend? Welcome to the show.
Brother Dean, this is the first time I'm speaking with you. I spoke with Tim Brown last week. It was nice cool. Speaking with him. So, love the sinner, hate the sin.
It's not true.
Not in the Bible. It's not
right.
In the Bible.
Yep.
There will be many that are going to be thrown into Gehenna, the lake of fire. And the church, Christendom as a whole, is dead. Okay? If you have a 501c charter...
Okay, that has
dead.
Nothing... Michael, with all due respect, I'm in agreement with what you're saying right now, but the 501c has no bearing on anything that we're talking about right now. There's not one church in the history of the 501c, which, by the way, going back to the 50s, Johnson actually created that to basically suppress and censor his political opposition. We understand that, but let's get past that. Make the next point, please.
Sure. I believe that we're in the Laodicean era, Revelation chapter 3, the seventh phase, where the church is neither hot nor cold. It's not hot with the word of God, and it's not cold or dormant either. And Christ will spit it out of his mouth because the Amen. Church is conforming to society as opposed to the church driving society to conform to the word.
Amen.
So the church is dead, okay? And that's something that we're going to have to get over. And I believe that without divine intervention, we're done. We will be in the prison planet Alex Jones has talked about, and we will be slaves to the one world order. So people need to come to grips with that. Okay, and we need to stop staying in the system. Stop looking for a human savior. The time has passed. We need to do what we've done with Budweiser, right? Bankrupting them. We need to do that with the government. We need to do that with Twitter. We need to do that with Facebook. All opposition to true freedom and liberty. That's our only choice.
I totally agree. I think the element that the American church is really missing is holiness, because that's where the power is found, Romans 1. And the fact of the matter is, you were just making a reference to some other conservative talk show hosts. Well, they should understand that we not be partakers of the world and a little of the world and a little of God. Because the Lord said, a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. Let not that man think he'll receive anything from the Lord. And you also made reference to Revelation 3, where I'd rather have them hot or cold, but if they're lukewarm, I'll spew them out of my mouth. And right. If you look at, okay, one more thing, Michael, but the Bible also tells us in Isaiah 52:11 that the Lord sends sanctified vessels, not dirty vessels. And so he cannot anoint, because he's not going to bear witness to their compromises, though he's not going to deny himself. We need preachers that are consecrated, that understand that we are to be sanctified unto obedience, under the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, and we are partakers of his holiness, because he didn't suggest holiness, he commanded holiness. Be ye holy as I am holy. And I believe more than anything, when we get back to him on his terms, and I'm talking about the Father and the Son and Jesus Christ, when we get back to him on his terms, he will make himself known through us, regardless of what the masses say, because he always chooses to use the small amount of people to change nations. And hopefully, just like you said, Michael, that we're going to be a part of that, because what an opportunity we have, my friend. What an opportunity, Michael, we have to change this country and to stand up and be counted right now.
Well, yes, that may be, but I feel that we are totally beyond the pale. I mean, Brother Dean, if we're celebrating Christmas and Easter, we're pagans, okay? I mean, it's just the truth. So, you know, what preachers are pure in the Bible? I don't know of any. I haven't run into any. Okay, the last church I ran into was teaching Greek Gnosticism. No good. Oh, okay. And I held a Bible study, and I gave the origins of Christmas and Easter. Do you want to see a bunch of friendly people have, like, demonized man, you know? When you start laying on them the truth about what they hold sacred and dear, that's how far into the evil that we're in.
Yeah. Well, great. You know what?
And I don't think people see us that far.
Yeah, but, okay, well, let's go back 200 years. Let's go back 250 years. What did our forefathers do in the face of a tyrant that would not be ruled by God? They trusted God. There was 13 colonies, less than 3% of the population, with a black robe regiment that were a bunch of hand-picked men of God to do the impossible. And that's what Christians are in the world for, is to do the impossible in the strength of God. And Jesus promised to do so. So I'm not going to limit the Holy One of Israel. That brings judgment upon a nation. And what you're talking about concerning all of those that are not righteous within the church, that's a lack of Christianity. My Bible tells me the life is in the Son, not the other way around. And if you don't see the life there, don't equate that to real Christianity, because that's a lack thereof, Michael. I have hope that at the end of the day, we're going to get our kids through one way or another, regardless if I make it through or not, because America deserves what it gets. And I'm talking about the guilty. The innocent do not. And so that's where my heart is. And we are called to be repairers of the breach. We're not to go out and broadcast a gloom and doom message to a bunch of people that don't deserve what's upon them even now.
Well, when I say doom and gloom, you know, I'm saying that on an earthly level. I'm praying for the second coming. I just feel that this is where we are. We're beyond the point.
I'm not praying for the second coming. I'm not praying for the second coming, Michael. I'm praying that the Lord does through me what he did through all the patriarchs throughout the Bible, because he promised he would do that. He's faithful to 1,000 generations. And he does not forsake the faithful. And you can't find in anywhere in any given scripture from Genesis to Revelation where the Lord ever failed a faithful man or failed a faithful woman of God. You cannot find it. And that's what I'm talking about here. We're going to keep our heads steadfast and fixed towards heaven and say, Lord, you said, even if there was a Goshen, even in the time of judgment, when things looked like there was no hope, all of a sudden our backs are up against the wall and guess who shows up? That is the history of those that are true Christians. And I trust that that's going to happen. Michael, I totally appreciate your phone call. And I could have a conversation with you for another hour here. I really could. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Next segment coming up. Heartbreak. Sorry about that. 1-866-582-9933.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
United we stand, divided we fall. Here at Sons of Liberty Radio. We're calling out, asking you to stand with us financially for the sake of liberty, justice, and freedom for all. So boot up, answer the call, and enlist today by calling 1-866-233-0747.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. We're going to get back to this. I mean, hey, folks, it's rolling. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I just want to say this. If I lost hope that we cannot get to the other side of this, I wouldn't wake up tomorrow. Just wouldn't do it. That's not what the Lord put in my heart. He put a faith in me that overcomes this world, and it presses into Him for the promises that He wills to bestow upon us. The Bible is clear when it tells us that it's the Father's good pleasure to give unto us the kingdom. And I love the fact that Jesus told us that greater works will you do than I did because I go to my Father on our behalf. Folks, I care that people are going to hell, but as a nation, metaphorically speaking, I don't care if the whole country goes to hell. I still believe that we're going to get to the other side of this. To those that want to get to the other side of this. But if you don't believe that you're more than a conqueror in Him that loved you, Romans 8:37, if you don't believe greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world, 1 John 4:4, you better go back to the Word of God and ask yourself why you're succumbing rather than overcoming. And then you might also want to examine yourself, 2 Corinthians 13:5, to see whether you be in the faith or not. And as to what you're feeding on, because many people are weighed down because they're feeding on the spirit of the world rather than on the bread of life, John 6:35. Yes, I understand things are bad. I totally get that. Those are oftentimes, friends, birthing pangs to the things that the Lord means to bestow upon us. Yes, America's under judgment right now. But does that apply to all of us? Well, all of us are going to have to go through it. But He did say, tell the righteous that it is well with them. But woe to the wicked. And who are the wicked? A curse to them. Who are the wicked? Those that knew to do right and did nothing about it. That's right. One of the things that our friend Michael just said from Texas was, he talked about the sin and the act being apart from the actor. I love this because that's not true. The act is not apart from the actor. It's like a man that serves in the pulpit or a man that serves in office. The man and the office are one and the same. And remember, man does not make man. God makes men what they are. And we need the anointing that breaks the yoke of bondage, Isaiah 10:27, because without it, we're in trouble. Also put that up as a positive to 1 John 2:27. But I want you to listen to this. When you hear people say, God hates the sin but loves the sinner, I'm here to tell you that that is not scriptural. Then let me ask you, who goes to hell? Who's in hell right now, friends? Those that loved their sin more than they loved the Savior. They rejected His mercy, and they ended up in hell because of it. They made the choice, the Lord didn't. He showed mercy, but the mercy applies to those against judgment, to those that repent. Period. And we see the fruits of the repentant in 2 Corinthians 7:10-11. Listen to this. God is not angry merely against the sin abstracted from the sinner, but against the sinner himself. That's right. Some persons have labored hard to set up this ridiculous and absurd abstraction and would fain make it appear that God is angry at the sin, which is God's transgression of His moral law, 1 John 3:4. But they would make it that God is angry at the sin and yet not at the sinner. Baloney! What? God hates the theft but loves the thief? Really? He abhors adultery but is pleased with the adulterer? No, His law condemns it. Folks, it's the 8th commandment, and it is the 7th commandment found in Exodus 20. And the law condemns, period, to death. What does it tell us in Ezekiel 18:20? The soul that sinneth, it shall die. Romans 6:23, what does it tell us? The wages of sin is death. Guess who goes to hell? Sinners that are servant to their sin, and they love their sin more than the Savior from sin. Matthew 1:21. Let's get this right. But folks, God hates the theft but loves the thief. He abhors the adulterer, but He's pleased with the adulterer. Folks, this is supreme nonsense. It's unscriptural. Common sense comes into play. The sin has no moral character apart from the sinner. The act is nothing apart from the actor. The very thing that God hates and disapproves of is not the mere event, the thing done in distinction from the doer, but it is the doer himself. Put that up against Deuteronomy 30:19, Romans 6:16. See, it grieves and displeases the Father that a rational moral agent under His government, which is the globe, should array himself against his own God and Father, against all that is right and just in the universe. This is the thing that offends God. The sinner himself is the direct and the only object of His anger. Remember, it tells us in Galatians 6, God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. He who sows to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, and he who sows to the Spirit shall reap everlasting life. One is under righteousness. One is under wickedness and death, friends. So the Bible shows God is angry with the wicked every day in Psalm 11, not with the abstract sin. If the wicked turn not, it tells us, God will whet his sword. He had bent his bow and made it ready not to shoot the sin, however, but the sinner, the wicked man who has done the abominable thing. This is the only doctrine of either the Bible or of common sense on this subject. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I don't know where people come up with this stuff outside of the fact that they're not doing their own due diligence and they parrot on key things that are untrue. Then it gets out there and people say, I heard, rather than knowing for themselves by doing their own due diligence. Put that up against 2 Timothy 2:15. We're to study and show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Period. This last week, I had played a senator in Nebraska talking about we need more transgenders. We love transgenders. I played it on the show not once, but twice. And I wanted you to see this. This is what we need more of. Transgender, as they call them, no such thing. Anne Frank, impersonator, arrested for murder. Did you see this? When you have the state advocating this agenda, you better ask the question as to what they're guilty of. Also this, friends, I highlighted this over the last week. Pedophile who identifies as baby girl caught breaking into daycare center. I got a question for all of you daddies. What aren't you doing? That these men preying on children, they're trying to... I mean, common sense comes into play. Dads, why are you allowing this to go on? Americans, why are you not leaving those stadiums and going to the Capitol in your particular state and holding your said representatives, those that are advocating for this, accountable to the very laws that they're supposed to condemn? How is it that representatives can do the wrong thing, the lawless thing, and advocate for lawlessness, but they can't do the right thing? Well, that happens because the people fail to understand that they are the law by bringing it to those that are supposed to represent and magnifying the law. Remember, Jesus didn't come to abrogate or do away with the law. He didn't come to do away with it. He came to fulfill it, and that's exactly what he did. Think not that I've come to destroy the law and the prophets. I've come not to destroy, but to fulfill. And that's exactly what he did. He's a preacher of circumcision, a preacher of the law to the Jews that were broken by the law. Period. Period. I got Mike calling in from Arizona. I'm going to take you real quick. Mike, I got one moment. Please make your point. And if we have more to say, we'll hold you over for the break and I'll bring you up on hour two. What say you?
Bradley, just quickly, you're talking about police officers not enforcing the law. I've been a police officer for many years, and the reason they don't enforce the law on a specific item is because prosecution will not prosecute. And I'm not saying there's not police officers out there not doing their job. I'm just saying if prosecution won't prosecute the crime that's in the laws, law enforcement won't arrest on it.
It's already in the laws. You're in Arizona. I was just there 2 weeks ago. It is in the laws. Mike, I'm going to hold over. Mike, would you hold up with me? I got hour two coming up. I got a hard break. I'll pull you right back up on the other side. Folks, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Check us out on social media platforms, also on Before It's News. Hour two coming up. Be right back.
I'm on Liberty.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
1.